You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine has taken a step closer towards our regional rail service. A city committee last night backed giving the mayor authority to negotiate an agreement with Kenosha and Milwaukee to form a commission that could seek federal funding. The plan seeks to use a rail line closer to population centers. FEMA has finished assessing flood damage in three southeastern Wisconsin counties. State officials are now compiling the data from Milwaukee, Waukesha, and Washington. Governor Tony Evers could request a federal disaster declaration this week from the president. A Racine Speedway employee is accused of stealing more than $5,000 from a register over 2 weeks. Police say Tanya Lecter was caught on surveillance video transferring money to her personal account. She's got a hearing September 11th. Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson is pushing back on President Trump's suggestion of sending troops to Chicago. Johnson said crime should be addressed through police and community efforts. Milwaukee homicides are up, even as most other crime is dropping. Racine Unified School Board member Mike Bellagio is under fire after a Facebook post mocking retired teachers. The county's Democratic Party wants an apology after calling them, quote, pathetic and fools. Two Habitat for Humanity homes are being built in Racine, and they're set to be finished by next summer. They're going up in an area on South Memorial, a little south of the Root River. And fans and alumni can now buy engraved bricks for a new Champions Plaza at Racine's Horlick Field. It's a fundraiser with a completion date set for the spring. It's meant to honor more than 100 years of local sports at the historic field. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It's the Brewers and the D-backs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. Game two tonight of the Brewers and Arizona Diamondbacks in Milwaukee. Last night, the crew with a 7-5 win over Arizona. It was a close call. The Diamondbacks with a 5-run rally in the sixth. Still, Brewers pitcher Brandon Woodruff got the win.
It was a good night. I think way too many positives outweigh the outcome of the outing. Look, the main thing is we won the game, which is huge for us. But yeah, the sixth inning, that's just one of those innings you kind of chalk up to kind of being a baseball inning, and I haven't had one of those up until this point.
Woodruff now 5-1 for the season. NFL, the Packers reducing their roster from 90 to 53 players today. Yesterday, the team confirmed that they traded for Eagles offensive lineman Darian Kennard. The Badgers getting ready for their season opener in Madison. Center Jake Renfro expected to play after suffering a leg injury during training camp. Wisconsin hosts the Miami of Ohio Redhawks 8 o'clock Thursday night at Camp Randall Stadium. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. True Detective fans, are you ready for Nick Cage? According to Deadline, Season 5 is in development, and Nick Cage is in talks to headline the HBO's Emmy-winning crime series. Iza Lopez, writer of Season 4, is returning as a showrunner. True Detective Season 4 received high critic ratings, achieving a 92% certified fresh score on Rotten Tomatoes and 81 out of 100 on Metacritic. The show is expected to return sometime in 2027. Kieran Shipka is the latest to join the cast of the upcoming comedy Heads. Yes, that's the name. Dave Franco, O'Shea Jackson Jr., and Peter Dinklage are the first to join the cast. The script is a hilarious comedy about a road trip that develops into chaos and insanity. Macon Blair has joined to write and direct. Blair has worked on projects such as Logan Lucky, Rebel Ridge, and The Toxic Avenger. There is no official release date just yet. After 1 month of the Coldplay concert Kiss Cam scandal, Chris Martin helps fan propose. The fan was seen on the Jumbotron holding a sign that read, "I want to propose," with an arrow pointing to his presumed girlfriend.
My brother, I need you to nod as I do some very basic security checks, okay? Is this person your partner? Yes, no one else's partner, okay? Okay. Are you cousins or siblings or anything weird like that? No. Okay. Are you AI or made from, are you real? Are you real people? Okay, then I think we can continue. All right.
Martin then breaking into song that ended with the man dropping on one knee and proposing. The woman said yes, and the couple sealed the moment with a kiss. A new box office champ has been crowned. Netflix Sony Pictures K-pop Demon Hunter has surpassed last week's winner, Weapons, with an estimated $18 million two-day opening. Weapons stays in second with $15.6 million. Third goes to Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis's Freakier Friday with $9.2 million. And the fourth is Marvel Films' Fantastic Four First Steps with $5.9 million. So grab some popcorn and get to the theaters. If you're looking for a new movie to watch at home, here's a couple new films. Eeny Meeny follows Edie, a teenage getaway driver who is dragged back into her unsavory past when a former employee offers her an opportunity to save the life of her chronically unreliable ex-boyfriend. Another movie is The Map That Leads to You, which follows Heather, Madeline Klein, a young woman setting off on an adventure across Europe with her best friend before setting into her perfectly planned life when she crosses paths with Jack, KJ Apa, a magnetic and mysterious stranger. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice day today. Partly cloudy. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon with just a light breeze. Tonight, clear 54. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 76 with a few scattered thunderstorms late tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.